USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is disputing intelligence given to House lawmakers that Russia is actively meddling in the 2020 election to help the president win. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that he sees no signs of Russia helping the GOP.
I haven't seen any intelligence that Russia is doing anything to attempt to get President Trump reelected. I think this is the same old story that we've heard before. I've seen the reports from that briefing at the Intel Committee. I wasn't there, but I've seen no intelligence that suggests that. I've also heard from the briefers that that's not what they intended the story to be.
Italy is the latest country trying to contain the coronavirus, with 3 deaths and 150 cases reported. Overall, worldwide, there's 77,000 cases and over 2,400 deaths in China. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The judge in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial ordered jurors to resume deliberations after they told him they were deadlocked on 2 of the charges. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke said the jurors should continue deliberations on a verdict on Monday. If they're unable to come up with a unanimous decision, they can return a verdict on the 3 counts they agreed upon: first-degree rape, third-degree rape, and criminal sex act. Burke dismissed the jurors for the weekend after 4 days of deliberations. Weinstein's defense team said they're willing to accept a partial verdict, while prosecutors said they want a decision on all 5 counts. Gas prices around the country have leveled off lately. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The average price nationally of regular grade gasoline is $2.53, and other than 0.2 cents, that's exactly the same price we had 2 weeks ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is heading off on a trade mission. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump and First Lady Melania begin a brief 2-day visit to India on Monday. It will include a series of meetings on trade, security, and defense cooperation. The president leading a 12-member U.S. delegation. Highlights are to include a welcoming ceremony at the opening of the world's largest cricket stadium. The president and First Lady will also visit the Taj Mahal before going to New Delhi for a state dinner on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The pressure is on when a major civic undertaking involves a large population, new technology that hasn't been thoroughly tested, and an entire country which is anxiously waiting for the results. Take, for example, the Iowa caucuses, but on a much larger scale. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.